to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
All right. By the way, Ed, in Southwest Texas, you got a computer? We're not on shortwave. That's true. We're not on shortwave anymore because you know what? Rather than spending the money on the shortwave audience, I never wanted to let that go because that was the core of our audience for many, many years. But what I discovered was that we were more or less talking to the choir. And the message here has got to be heard by more people in the mainstream. And I had a decision. Do we go out and get more AM and FM licensed stations out there? Do we go out there and get on more FM low-power stations so more people can hear? That's what I was faced with. And I'll tell you what, since we dropped the shortwave and we freed up about $12,000 a month, I was able to hire some people to do affiliate relations. Michael here is doing affiliate relations for us here at the station, and I'll tell you what, we're starting to make a major dent. I am really amazed. By the way, I guess I am also on that station. Wait a minute, you said that. Stop talking to whoever you're talking to. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Producer. Capital of Alabama, Montgomery. Ms. Davis is listening. Is that on a radio station down there? It is. Okay. Hit. That's a soundproof window.
the Daryl that has micro 89.7 is in Talladega, Alabama.
Right. But where is Talladega in relation to what I'm trying to determine here is if there's two stations down there. I don't know. Okay. All right. At any rate. So evidently, they're hearing me as well down there. All right. Well, that's great. How about some of you folks calling into the program? Michael?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're still there.
I'm listening. I forgot. I'm on the air. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's that thing you have on your head. It's a little reminder.
That's right.
When you get up to go to the bathroom or go
get hindsight being 2020, John, in all honesty, you know, we had a discussion about this way back, I don't know, May, June, something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hindsight being 2020, there's no question in my mind I think you made the right decision because you're right. You know, yes, shortwave is good, but there were a lot of, you know, the veteran listeners out there and so forth. And the thing is that these people already know. And, you know, there's a tidal wave that's happening. I mean, we're sitting on a precipice here. There's a major awakening that's happening, and I could feel it. But as these stations are continually picking us up, you know, these are people that are they're getting the shock of their lives by listening to something that they've never heard before. You know, I had a guy that was driving through, I don't remember where it was, Tennessee, called me a few weeks ago. Oh, and this guy was really upset, John, because he was talking about, you know, he was naive, I don't want to call him ignorant. Well, he was ignorant of the facts. He was brainwashed into thinking that George Bush was a Bible-thumping Christian.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he was, he was mad at me. And I was very nice to him. I said, sir, you know, I don't remember what his name was now, but I said, sir, you need to do some research. You need to start digging. Take some time. Get away from the TV set. Start looking at what's going on behind the scenes. And I ended the conversation, you know, very politely with him. But this is what's happening now. We're talking to people now that are shocked. They're being shocked into the reality. And that's great. We need more of it.
I'm telling you. All right. We'll take more of your calls, 800-313-9443. You folks out there that used to have short waves, why don't you get yourself a satellite dish? You can not only listen to this network, but many other networks out there. I'll tell you more about it after the break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative.
Supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I do not know. Slap me stupid, Michael. See, that's the one thing I miss about you being around here. When I would make a mistake, you'd be all over me like white on rice.
Never miss.
Now,
even when I'm not there, I still criticize. Go ahead.
And I don't do this enough. You know me. I am not a big promoter. But folks out there that used to have the short waves, and if you listen to the short wave anymore, there's very, very few people that used to be on there that are on there anymore. And you can get a bunch of religious shows, and I guess that's fine. But there are very few people left on shortwave. Now, here's the deal. For the price of a good shortwave radio, you can buy your own satellite system, okay? And that includes the digital receiver, the dish, the tracker, the LNBF, they call it, and they even give you the batteries of this thing. It's $179.95. And the neat thing about this is we're in partnership with Global Satellite, WS International Distribution, and they've got a technical support line. If you buy a dish through us, they'll give you the technical support. Now let's take this one step further. That if, in fact, you're enjoying this programming so much, we can then help you to set up your own low-power FM. And so what you're listening to can be listened to and enjoyed by many other people. Because, Michael, you're exactly right. I remember the day that we opened up this network, and we were on the low powers down here in Austin. And I do believe that was a Friday. and phone calls, and you know, traffic in around Austin and Round Rock. I mean, the Austin traffic backs up all the way to Round Rock, and we're 15 miles out of Austin. But many people would be stuck in traffic, punching a dial on the radio, trying to entertain themselves. And people were running across the network and the broadcast and saying things like, my God, I've never heard anything like this. Thank you, you people. I don't know who you are, but thank you, thank you. We kept getting calls like that. And it, folks, you can do the same thing out there yourself. As a matter of fact, let me go to Daryl in Talladega. He's the guy that's got the little Power FM down there. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, John. How's it going?
I don't know what direction, how fast, but I know it's moving.
Great. I've been enjoying you and Michael for a long time. Been running your network since y'all been on the air about a month.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you come across this?
Somebody told me about it, and I got on the computer and found it. And I've had a y'all were on a big dish for the longest, and then I had to get one of those little small dishes.
Yeah, the KU. You're talking about the old analog dish.
Right.
Yeah, and folks, here's another thing, by the way, that we can retrofit the old analog dishes. And if you don't know what an analog dish is, well, then you probably see it in your neighbor's yard, and you haven't used one. But these were the dishes initially, Daryl, when they came out. They were like 12-foot and 10-foot dishes. Then they downsized them to 8-foot, and then they come out with 6-foot dishes. And then they came out with 4-foot dishes. Those are the old analog, but those can be retrofitted with the LNBs to pick up the KU satellite. I didn't know if you were aware of that, Daryl.
Yeah, I talked to a guy that said you could do that. I just got the 1 meter dish up on the house, and I've got a 140-foot tower with a vertical J-pole antenna with a couple of hundred watts. I'm going pretty good way. I don't know if you call it micro or not.
I would say, let me see, the rule of thumb with FM broadcasting, the power means penetration, the height means distance.
Yes, you're right.
And you must be going out at least 25, 30 miles.
Yeah, you're right, easily.
Well, good deal. What else do you carry down there?
I pick up Alex.
Uh-huh.
And I pick up Pastor Butch Paul at night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Butch is a good guy. I've known him for years.
I put Butch in a transmitter about 2 years ago.
Good deal.
But it does a good job, and there's a lot of listeners here, and these are hardcore folks. We got a big Bra and Paul thing going on here, and we're doing what we can because we know things are getting tight.
They're going to get a whole lot tighter, my friend.
Yes, sir. I understand. I thank y'all what y'all doing. Y'all doing a fine work, every one of you.
Hey, Daryl, thank you for listening to me. Did you hear that, John? He listens to me, John. Can I keep my job now?
Well, sure. Hey, Daryl.
Thank you for listening to me, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl.
I appreciate what y'all doing, and keep it up. And if you need anything, give me a shout.
Well, we will. I'll tell you what. Do me a favor. Just hang online. My producer will get your phone number, and we'll keep you ready at hand here.
That'd be great, brother. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you very much. See, folks, you see how this happens? That somebody has the wherewithal to figure that. Wait a minute. This kind of information needs to be heard. You know, we need a couple of thousand, you know, aside from a ton of AM and FM license stations out there, we need a ton of these low-power FMs out there. Michael, I don't know, I don't think you and I have ever discussed this on air. Maybe we did. I don't remember. But when we were coming back from Ed and Elaine Brown's place, we were driving through Tennessee, and I was asleep in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And you woke me up, and mm-hmm. you said, you want to go to the bathroom? And I didn't even know where I was at.
I did not say that. I did not say that.
All right, well, let me tell my story, then you can correct
it. You go
later.
Ahead and tell him, then I'm going to critique you.
Okay, we're fighting like a couple old married people here.
Go ahead, tell your story.
At any rate, here we are. We're in the middle of Tennessee, dark as all get out, and there's a public roadside rest. And you said that we were playing on the radio. And I walk into the place, and you're already talking to the attendant. I guess this was, what, in the middle of the night, like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and the attendant was there. And we got to talking, and there was a low-power FM in Tennessee. The damn thing must go out, I don't know, 50 miles?
Yeah, we listened to it for quite a while.
We did.
Isn't quite the way it happened,
okay.
though.
Okay, well, refresh right. my memory, because you remember,
You were sleeping in the back seat, out like a light, okay? And I went in to go to the bathroom, and over to the left, there was, I don't know whether it was a kind of a maintenance room or whatever it was, but there was a guy sitting at a desk in there that was talking to a woman and her daughter.
Yeah.
And he was talking about me. an RBN. Okay, and I was on, you know, I guess you were rebroadcasting or something. And I walked in there and I said, hello. You know, and I had my little press pass on. And he just come up out of his seat because he realized I was on the air. And I mean, you know, what are the odds? You're on the top of a mountain somewhere in Tennessee at 3 o'clock in the morning and some guy's listening to you as you walk in. Could you imagine? You know, so and then this woman, so I sat and talked to her for about 20 minutes. And then I came out and got you and I said, get up, John, get up. And you're going, what? You know, I said, get up. These people want to meet you. I didn't say, do you want to go to the bathroom? I said, these people want to meet you. You're a star. And you were shaking the cobwebs out of your brain, and I was dragging you over there, okay? Well, and you were, your hair was going 12 different directions, and your eyeballs were spinning, you know.
And but, this was the road trip from hell, geez, oh, Pete, with Randy Weaver in the back seat.
Road trip from, let me tell you something, okay?
Yeah.
Anybody that has ever driven cross-country 24, 28 hours straight or whatever it was. I mean, you're not feeling like going on a roller coaster or anything. You're feeling like sleeping. John's in the left lane of an interstate, and he sees the sign that says Niagara Falls, okay?
He decides he wants
to go see Niagara Falls, and he drives 25 miles through town, all right? And then he tells us that he wants to go on a boat ride. And Randy and I hadn't had any sleep in about 2 days. Okay.
So neither did I.
That's called the epitome of impulsiveness. Go ahead.
Well, okay. What do you want me to argue about? You guys didn't go on the boat. You sat in a bar and drank beer.
Exactly. We wanted to sleep. And we couldn't because you were on a boat ride and there was no place to sleep.
I've got to tell my producer to update his screen here. I don't know who's new and who's not.
By the way, I wanted to mention one thing to you.
Yes.
You know that product that you've got on your website, Cardivite? You know, you're Cardivite, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever taken that product?
Have I ever taken it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Don sent me a bottle of that about 2 weeks ago, Don Wiskin.
Mm-hmm.
And I started I had him on my show today for an hour, okay? After about 3 days, I started feeling, I mean, I'm ready to run laps around the apartment complex. That stuff is really good. And it's cheap, you know? So I just want to put that out there for people. Go onto my website and order a bottle of this stuff. You'll be amazed at how you feel. And witty as well. I'm witty now. Have you noticed that?
And I haven't noticed anything.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Yeah, no. Or go into RBN, order a bottle of Cardivite, folks. You'll be amazing how you it's amazing how you feel, and it's cheap. It's great stuff. Go ahead.
All right. Here's an update. Montgomery is about 90 miles away from Talladega, so there is another radio station down there. And I do believe that isn't Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of Hello, Alabama.
Yes.
And L.A. does not stand for Los Angeles or whatever.
Louisiana.
That's right.
And sharp. Quick-witted, see?
800-313-9443. Well, I mean, yeah. Okay. Anything that you want to particularly cover on today's program, Mr. Herzog, because I'll tell you what, I'm so far off the beaten track, it's going to take me 4 minutes to get back.
Well, why is that? You see, you need to take some Cardivite. All right. I am witty. I am sharp. I am on the top of my form. My focus is with ultimate clarity. Okay. And I'm telling you, this stuff works. Now, I've taken supplements all my life on and off, and I've spent a lot of money on it, $200-$400 a month, John. Okay. You know, back when I was working out and I really looked good, of course, I still look good. You know that. But I was spending $300 or $400 a month on supplements. All right. And then I got a hold of this stuff. A guy sent me this bottle. I thought, well, you know, and I'd seen it 100 times on your website when I perused through there, and I didn't pay too much attention to it. But now I'm taking this stuff. And listen to me. How clear is my voice? How witty am I? How sharp am I? Huh?
How
many times have I critiqued you just during this show?
Well, are you sure there's not some speed in that stuff or something?
I'm just kidding you. In all honesty, it's really good stuff. And I don't put anything up on my website unless I've taken it and it's good. And this stuff is really good. So my hat goes off to Don Wiskin.
All right. I have not tried his product. I'm going to have to try it.
Okay. Well, you want to talk about something else?
How about Free Thinkers Abandon Fluoride in Water? How's that one?
Let's talk about fluoride for a minute, because you know they just tripled the amount of fluoride in Orange County, California, and my son in Indianapolis, Indiana, was telling me about they had this media blitz coming on about telling people to drink more tap water. We'll come back after the break. We'll talk about that in elaborate detail.
Yeah, and
John,
you know,
might even add a word or two.
Yeah, I might. And you know who's behind this? The American Dental Association. Now, why would the American Dental Association, that's made up of a bunch of dentists, be out there plugging fluoride that's supposed to stop cavities? Wouldn't it be
because
put
it really
in
rots your teeth? It really rots your teeth.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. But that's not what they tell the public. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
When it comes to water quality, the people of Juneau, Alaska are among the most informed in the state. In October, Capital City residents voted to ban fluoride from their water supply. Clean water voters succeeded 61% to 37%, despite the American Dental Association spending $164,000 to promote the mass medication scheme. The group advocating to keep Juneau fluoride-free spent less than $5,000. The lopsided total shows that 50 years of government safety assurances cannot hold back the tide of new science on fluoride. Prior to the vote, Juneau residents gained these facts. Most of the fluoride in domestic water begins as waste scraped from the exhaust stacks of fertilizer and aluminum factories. Most European countries ban fluoride. The substance is linked to a host of diseases, including thyroid and endocrine dysfunction. Kidney disease, increased risk of bone fracture, and osteosarcoma in boys. Now, there's also data that indicates it plays a role in dementia, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's. Juneau relied on additional information before saying no to fluoride. In 2006, the ADA issued a directive urging mothers to avoid fluoridated tap water when preparing infant formula. In non-fluoridated communities, the level of fluoride in mother's milk is 0.004 parts per million. This means babies fed formula made with fluoridated tap water at 1 part per million get 250 times more fluoride than breastfed babies. A baby's blood brain barrier is not complete at birth. Adding fluoride to the system interferes with the brain development. It's not a nutrient. Nobel laureate Arvid Carlson cited infant health when he opposed fluoridation in Sweden more than 30 years ago. Now, official fluoride policy is paradoxical at best. Toothpaste containing the chemical carries a poison warning, while the U.S. Public Health Service and the Centers for Disease Control called fluoride a major health achievement and promote its adoption. And yet at the same time, the CDC acknowledges that whatever small benefit fluoride might offer teeth, it happens only when applied directly to the enamel. The agency says that drinking fluoride-laced water is at best a waste. Fluoride's desired effects from topical applications, not systemic. Now, one of the implications of such schizophrenic policy is that lawyers who see further down the road than most anticipating liability claims against the inevitable collapse of the fluoride's legitimacy. Recent Chinese studies demonstrate that fluoride in drinking water lowers IQ in children, and because it's so corrosive, it leaches lead from pipes and solder joints. You see how they get rid of their lead in China? They just paint them on toys and ship them over here. Now, while some dentists recommend fluoride, proponents lack a science-based rationale for their claims. Meanwhile, recent studies show little difference in dental decay between fluoridated and non-fluoridated areas. Fluoride was first used as a rat poison in Germany in the 20s. In the Nazi and Soviet-era prison camps, fluoride was added to water because it was known to produce confusion and apathy. Today, Europe's major countries ban it from public water, as does India and Japan. In this country, about 66% of municipal supplies receive fluoride. Fishery biologists found that at dams at the Columbia River, salmon exposed to fluoride from industrial outfalls become lethargic and confused. They fail to climb fish ladders, spending up to a week in collection basins, where injuries and death increased. When fluoride sources were reduced, salmon moved past the dam without delay. In Fairbanks, the water utility annually dumps 7,300 pounds of fluoride into the water system. This includes the fill, a popular water source in the West Banks, or West Fairbanks. After passing through the sewer plant, more than 99% of it is flushed in the Tanana River. Now, in an area of sustainability is being touted as the new way to address energy and pollution challenges, Fairbanks' water policy must reflect scientific findings. Now, they're in not only L.A. County, but in San Diego County, Michael, they're upping the dosage out there. For no good stated reason whatsoever, they're tripling the amount of fluoride that they're going to be putting in the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mr. Conspiracy Theorist, what do you think the real reason is?
I think somebody's been reading the stuff from Nazi Germany and Uncle Joe's Stalinist Russia.
Well, it's a proven fact that it affects the pineal gland in your brain. And yes, it causes lethargy and confusion. And it's, you know, it basically is to dumb you down. It fogs your focus. And it's absorbed, you know, and somebody, I don't know whether I had a caller that called in or whatever, but she had pointed out that when they triple the amount of fluoride in the water, you know, when you take a shower, it's absorbed through your skin as well. So these people are attacking us on all angles. And I was looking at some pictures because this subject matter came up the other day, John, and I was looking at some pictures online. I went into Google and typed in fluoride this or whatever. And yes, there were some pictures of fluoridated teeth, people who had been using fluoride on their teeth for a certain amount of time or whatever, and they were discolored. Now, I don't know whether they were, you know, rotting or whatever. It didn't look like it, but it did make a discoloration in the people's teeth. So I think it can be, you know, concluded that indeed, fluoride does not help fight cavities, and there's a much more nefarious reason why they're doing this, not to mention the fact that they are promoting the use of drinking more tap water on the mainstream airwaves.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have the Berkey, and you know this, you were at the network, and we got a Berkey water filter with the post filters on them, which takes out the fluoride. My showers at home have the Berkey filters up there. I try not to let fluoride anywhere near me, and I do not use fluoridated toothpaste. And I'm older than dirt, according to Michael Herzog, and I still have my original teeth.
That explains my elevated consciousness when I was in your shower.
I thought it had to do more with Cartabite.
Well, that too.
Okay, we'll break. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bernadine Smith from the Second Amendment Committee out in Hanford, California. She sent me a faxogram. Thank you, Bernadine, for this. Members of House of Representatives urge you to vote against H.R. 380, which, if passed, would allow importation of drugs from China and other countries. She states in her faxogram, "We have no control over the quality of foreign drugs. One more question. Are we going to be rendered unable to produce anything in our own country? It appears that way when I see labels telling me where all of our products are being produced. Globalism is ruining our country." Thank you for sending me that, Bernadine. By the way, Michael, I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and the House was having hearings on this MRSA, this wonderful little antibiotic-resistant disease that can kill you. And
right.
These cases are popping up all around the country in mm-hmm. mass, and nobody is saying the reason why this is happening is mm-hmm. because we're eating all this hormone, and guess what? That's right, antibiotic-injected beef, chicken, pork, the milk that you drink, anything, has got all these antibiotics in it, so our systems are becoming resistant. But don't worry, drug companies like Pfizer are projecting they're going to come out with a new drug to combat this this stuff, and they're going to make about $1 billion off of it.
And they just lost a lawsuit, Merck did, for, I don't even remember, $5.8 billion or something like that.
Four,
I just read it.
$4.85 billion for Vioxx.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they made a nice little doggy downer that unfortunately would cause heart attacks in people. Yeah.
Right. And yeah, and they're promoting this via the mainstream media. And I saw a clip on it. I don't know, one of the websites I was looking at, that you know, they're saying, well, and they're instructing the parents of the children that they're seeing this showing up in the schools and make sure that the kids are clean and they bathe properly and yada yada yada. But it's not just that one. It's also there's what is the streptococcus virus that well, a kid up at Lake Pleasant here just died last month. I guess it's in the water. And it crawled up this guy's this kid, 15-year-old kid, crawled up his nasal cavity and ate his brain, and killed him. So this is the kind of stuff that's going around.
Oh, by the way, do you know where all the hormones that we inject in on our cattle and sheep and pigs and chickens and all that stuff comes from? Take a guess.
Where the hormones come from?
Yeah, the hormones, the drugs themselves, the hormones that are actually produced.
Oh, I would have to call Wendy Callahan for that one.
No, I'll give it to you.
Chicken
it's China.
Eggs.
China.
Oh, yeah, okay, but I see. I wouldn't trust anything that comes out of China anyway, because China shipped in the Purina cat chow that killed my cat a few months ago.
You had a cat?
I had a cat. Yes, and Lindsay was taking care of my cat when I was in Austin, and we determined that the Purina cat chow that she had bought at the grocery store is what killed the cat. Yes.
Poor kitty.
And it was from China.
Well, you know, I had, by the way, since you've been gone, Bandit the Wonder Dog.
Yeah, I know. He passed away.
Yeah.
I said a prayer for him, went to a service. Yes, I know. That was while you were in Florida. I listened to your show.
Careful
See?
Now.
I never miss a
dead dog jokes. Now watch it.
I'm not giving – Bandit was a nice dog. Bandit and I had lunch one day, and he was talking favorably about you.
So. You know, I'm not joking about this dog. He used to go to all the preparedness expos around the country with me. This dog, for I think the first couple of years of his life, didn't even know that there was a world out there, because he was running around. He was running around with me and sitting in this S10 truck, and we were all over the country. This dog, Michael, when I finally gave him a dog dish and he had a place to which to lay down and was actually a house, he would drink out of the water bowl like he used to drink out of cups of water that I would give him. He would rest his nose on the cup and then drink that way. And it's a habit. He would go to the restroom. I'd put him in flower boxes, and he'd go to the bathroom. I mean, he was a well-trained dog. But I'll tell you how sensitive this dog was. Now, I used to play a little game with this dog, and it was called Best Bite, because I hate dogs that sit there and drool and salivate and look real pathetic waiting for scraps from the table. I hate that. None of my animals are never undernourished. Well, we would play this game, and he would sit there quietly, feet away from the table, and he'd just watch. And I would ask him, okay, do you want Best Bite? And I would save him a couple of bites of whatever I was eating. We're in Battle Creek, Michigan, and I'm running off to Ann Arbor to go do a show. And I picked up a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese. And that's when it used to come in the little styrofoam dealy bobs there. And I'm in a hurry, and I go get my laundry. And I throw my suit and whatever in the truck, and I'm driving down the road, and I thought, well, I'll just wait till I get on the expressway before I eat my burger. And I look down on the seat, and the burger's gone, except for one bite. And I looked over at him, and he's looking at me out of the side of his face as if to say to me, was that okay? I saved you the best bite. Now, when have you ever seen a dog that when there's food there, he just doesn't woof it all down?
See, he turned the tables on you, John.
I'm telling you. He
No, him and I were good friends. I mean, I'd lay on your couch, and he'd be over there just, you know, visiting with me every night.
He was a great dog. I'm a people lover. Yeah, like hell I am. this dog was better than most people I knew. You know? I mean, the old adage, you know, you want a friend. You know, usually in political circles, they would tell you, you know, if you need friends, go get a dog. But he was the patriot wonder dog. I used to take him to these preparedness expos. There'd be 3,000-4,000 people in big buildings running around, And we would take this dog in and just tie a little kerchief, like a little American flag kerchief around him or something, and just let him go in these expos. We wouldn't see him for hours. He'd go make friends with everybody. It was just a marvelous dog.
Are you going to replace him? I mean, he's irreplaceable, but I mean,
no.
Are you?
No, you saw the other one I had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the black dog. Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to be it, because pretty soon here, I'm waiting for the cats to go. No, I'm going to be to the point where I'm going to be able to travel real light, real fast. Speaking of traveling light and fast, a gentleman called me today here at the network, and I do believe he was from Alabama, and he told me he walked into a gun store. A friend of his had a gun store, and he went in there to buy some hunting ammunition.
And they had it, what do you call it, branded?
Well, no, there's not a whole heck of a lot of it. And I asked the question, why? Well, Homeland Security is locking this stuff down. So, folks, here's the message. Gun shows, wherever they're at this weekend, go out and buy a ton of ammunition. The standard rule of thumb is to have at least 1,000 rounds for every weapon that you own. I don't care if it's a shotgun, a pistol, whatever it is. My take on this is at least 10,000 rounds for each weapon that you have, because ammunition lasts for a long, long, long time. So in case you ever need it, you know, 100,000 rounds of ammunition, no problem. You can just open up your closet and use it.
100,000 rounds, that's a lot of ammunition, John.
I have that much.
I know. You have 100,000 rounds for each weapon?
No, I have 10,000 for each weapon.
Oh, my gosh.
But I have 10 weapons, and I have 10,000 rounds for each. I have 100,000 rounds of ammunition.
Well, you know, if you had 10 hands, then you'd be in, or 10 arms, you'd be in business.
Well, I mean, the argument was, you know, how many guns can you shoot at the same time? Well, it depends on the application. I have a bullpup 50 cal that'll reach out and touch you at about a mile away. I could splatter a pumpkin at about a mile. And then I have my shorter range weapons, of course, the pump shotgun, the riot shotgun, and the 45. And then I got a couple of weapons like AK-47 that'll reach out and touch you and knock your butt down. But I also have the AR-15s because, you know, I just want, you know, when I have to capture ammunition, I want the weapon of which the ammunition is made for. See, I'm not going to supply myself forever. I'm going to be using their supplies, you see.
No, I understand. That was my philosophy as well. And I had a caller that called in one day that was telling me just that up in Michigan, that he was having a difficult time finding ammunition. And so there was a couple of policemen up there were having difficulty finding ammunition for their revolvers. I made a note. I was going to attend the gun show that particular weekend, and I missed it. But I'm looking for the next one to come up, to just venture out and see if there's any truth to that rumor.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of that, I wanted to bounce this off of you. And I read a couple of articles on my show today regarding these missiles that Iran has. You know, the, what is it, Yakut missile? And, you know, in accordance with these articles, the Navy, after 6 years of warning, the Pentagon testers, they lack a plan for defending the aircraft carriers and the ships in the Gulf against these.
You're talking about these supersonic missiles,
right? These they go 2.5 times the speed of sound. It's 1,500 miles an hour, and they evade. They can evade whatever's coming at them until they hit their target. And Iran possesses these missiles. And I was saying on my show today, you know, is this administration or the people that are jerking the strings actually crazy enough to launch a preemptive attack on Iran? Because that's how Iran's going to retaliate. And they'll sink every ship we have in the Gulf. And I would imagine that there's 5,000 on aircraft carriers. So there's probably a good, I would say, 30,000 sailors, you know, military men on these ships that are out there at various places in the Gulf. And that would be, in accordance with this, that would be another Pearl Harbor. You know, that
well,
would...
here it is on Bloomberg. Navy lacks plan to defend against Sizzler missile. The U.S. Navy, after nearly 6 years of warnings from the Pentagon testers, still lacks a plan for defending aircraft carriers against the supersonic Russian-built missile, according to current and former officials of the Defense Department. The missile, known in the West as the Sizzler, has been deployed by China and may be purchased by Iran. Deputy Secretary of Defense Gordon England has given the Navy until April 29th to explain how it will counter the missile, according to the Pentagon budget document.
Well, right, now let me stop you there, yeah. Okay? Because I've got the same article sitting in front of me. Let's just skip down to one paragraph, and I pointed this out to go into the next article. But in the memo, Macquarie said that unless that threat was addressed, his office wouldn't approve the test plans necessary for the production to begin on several other projects, including another aircraft carrier, a couple of destroyers, and so forth. But then this other article that I've got, The New Pearl Harbor, it's titled, and this is dated yesterday, by the way, the Bush administration has covered up and ignored the dissenting Pentagon War Games analysis, which we just read, okay? They've ignored it. Just like General Shinseki, I said it was Abizade, Shinseki said that, remember, they needed 300,000 troops in Iraq, and they immediately got rid of Shinseki, okay? And that's the same thing that's going on here.
Well,
the administration is totally ignoring this, and saying, obviously, in their mind, it doesn't exist. They're creating their own reality here. But the bottom line is, John, is if there is a preemptive strike launched against Iran, these people are going to retaliate, and they will sink every ship in the Gulf. Yeah. If they indeed do possess these missiles, which I'm pretty sure they do.
Yes, they do. Thomas Christie, the Defense Department's top Westing testing official from mid-2001 to early 2005, he said this is a major issue. He says the effect is that in a conflict, the U.S. would send a billion-dollar platform loaded with equipment and crew into harm's way without some sort of confidence they could defeat what is apparently a threat very near on the horizon. Now, does it start to make sense to people why you've already heard the saber rattling by the United States and Israel that says, well, look, we're thinking about nuking you preemptively? They don't want to send the battle groups in there, because if they send the battle groups in there, guess what? Saddam Hussein didn't have these missiles.
Right. We're dealing with an adversary here that will retaliate. And it's going to sting. It's going to sting very badly. And this is why I was asking the question today. Are these people that psychotic?
No.
To...
You know what I think it is, Michael?
What's
I
that?
Think they're going to sacrifice a couple of carriers so they can say that, look, we can't get at these people, and we need to go after them, and we need to do this proactively. And we need to take out their potential nuclear sites, they're supposedly. I mean, look, Ahmadinejad and the boys over there, they have a perfect right. They're a sovereign nation. They have a perfect right to do nuclear plants for power and whatever else. And I've said this before, Michael. If I've got a neighbor sitting next to me that's got 400 nuclear weapons and I don't have any, I don't even have a couple for deterrent purposes, and what do you think would happen if Iran and whoever is running things over there would launch a couple of missiles at Israel, and that's all that they had was a couple of nuclear weapons? What do you think that would happen to Iran in a retaliatory strike from Israel?
They'd be a parking lot.
That's exactly what they would be. So all of this, and I think, okay, let's get out the conspiracy magic carpet ride here. What if they're setting up ships to go down, kind of like the Gulf of Tonkin, only on a larger scale, to justify going into Iran and using nuclear weapons.
And re-implementing the draft, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And all of that stuff. Well, yeah, because they got to do something, obviously, with Blackwater, because those people are going to be used on the streets here in America.
They're already here.
I know.
You touched on an article Jim Kerwin wrote, who's been a weekly guest on my show for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks. His schedule's changed. He's no longer here. But he had mentioned that he has spotted Blackwater in white vans, in white trucks, on the streets of San Francisco, which brings up another thing, is that a couple of years ago when I was going down the rabbit hole, and I was listening to you and hiding under my bed every day. I'd read across the thing, was talking about UN troops or UN vehicles on American soil, and I went in to Google Earth and I started looking at these different places. One of them is in Oklahoma, another one on a little island off Jacksonville, Florida, and there was literally thousands of these white vehicles parked in these parking lots. And at the time, this article said that they were UN vehicles. You couldn't get close enough on Google to see any markings on them.
But now I'm finding that these, and I saw one of these, by the way. I saw one of these white, it was an SUV driving down Highway 17 a couple weeks ago, and it had ICE written on the side. But the guy that was driving it was not dressed like a cop. And Jim Kerwin's telling me that these people are Blackwater. They're private mercenaries.
Well, and I just discovered this a couple of weeks ago out of Katrina and all of that that happened down in New Orleans. Guess who was down there? That was Blackwater. But you know who else was down there as well? There were Mossad down in New Orleans as well.
Is that a surprise?
Well, and not to implicate, because you're on the show with me, I will just say this flat out. That if there's any UN troops or any Blackwater people contracted to go around and start shooting up Americans, oh, you know, just because you're a mercenary and you take money for killing people.
And you have immunity for doing so.
And you have immunity, you're not bulletproof. And I can just about guarantee you I can shoot better than half of those clowns that are now collecting $600-700 a day.
And you won't even take a paycheck.
It'll be my pleasure. Are you kidding?
Oh, I know you, John. I know it will.
We'll take the break. Short segment coming up. We're wrapping up this Friday of this insane edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies. bloody war.
All right, folks, we're back. Bill in Idaho, last caller of the day, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Just to get Hertzy out from underneath the bed. It should be duly noted that in the September of this year, Coeur d'Alene Press Fish Wrapper, they would mention that the university, NIC, less than a mile from where I am at presently, is forming up a relationship with a little organization called Backup. And Backup is the evil twin or stepsister of Blackwater. They're going to start a training program with the state of Idaho police for training their state police right here. But, of course, the local police will have access to the training at no extra charge, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on nationwide.
Well, you know
how comforting, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, I don't, Bill, I don't know what these people think that they're doing, because, you know, there's a reason why we have a Second Amendment. There's a reason why there's hundreds of millions of firearms in this country. You know, what do they think we're going to do? Give them up? They can have my guns one bullet at a time.
Exactly. Well, the thing is that when I mentioned it to the incumbency here, we just had the quote-unquote election, and I mentioned it to them, I mentioned that possibly a more equitable and reasonable, if not constitutional, way to go about it would be to have the same course and the same participants, but include the militia. You should have heard the tone of the conversation from there on.
Well, Edward and Vieira has been working on exactly that topic of firing the militias back up.
I think it's long, long, long overdue.
I don't know who these Blackwater people think they are, but do you know how many hunters we have in this country?
Well,
they can knock a dingleberry off a gnat's butt at 500 yards.
Yeah, well, these folks think they are totally immune from lawful delegation, and that is the worrisome thing. They are a force and an entity to themselves, and they're contaminating the local police. We received a wonderful fire training facility here in Coeur d'Alene, thanks to the people. And do you know the very first demonstration, while they were doing the inaugural presentation to the community, was not the police putting out a fire, but it was a SWAT team, probably trained by Backup, getting those bad terrorists out of there.
Yeah.
So you know the direction things are taking.
I understand.
Bless you, and thanks so very much for everything. Look forward to your wonderful program on Tuesday.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going out right after the show. I'm going to go see Lions for Lambs with my engineer here. And James Martinez, after today's show, he went out with an actor friend of his and went and saw the movie. So...
tell me, John, real
yes.
quick, is that movie, I heard you guys talking about that today, is that movie supposed to be pro or con for the war?
That's why everybody's deadpanning the thing. All the movie critics are going, oh, don't waste your money and your time. When they say I got to go see it.
Yeah, I guess, well, that means I have to go see it then, because you did.
Absolutely.
All right,
my friend.
Have a good weekend, bud.
Hey, thanks for spending a couple hours with us.
Hey, not a problem.
Okay, man.
See you later. I don't have a life, you know. I just sit here and fall out from under the bed.
We'll see you Monday on the same time, same bat channel.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Monday's a rebroadcast.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. See you then.
All right.
See you Monday, folks.